Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Are you ready for some Pats trades, Keith?
Pats trades. Whoa, what a day. Fast and furious yesterday. Woo! Hey, save the good stuff for our show, would you? Those are some wild trades.
Yeah, they all broke pretty late, I guess.
Yeah, they kind of did. But next year, they might own that sixth round. They might have that whole sixth round all to themselves.
Well, the seventh round is going to be pretty lacking after all
these picks
swaps.
They're not going to have a lot of seventh round.
They punted on the seventh round.
So you turn the draft off early this year. You just got to stay through six rounds. They're going to be active.
I think some of this you could see coming.
Well, yeah.
We talked about this late last week when those guys were, earlier this week, when we found out they were both inactive for the game. And I would say a similar thing about A.J. Brown. Like, I think that's a fake hamstring injury. He was inactive right before the trade deadline. They have a bye week this week, meaning Philly. I think there's a good chance he moves because you're protecting players before the deadline. I think you could see this coming with Duggar and with Keon White. Not that I expected to wake up this morning and those two guys were going to be dealt away. But the Patriots have sent Kyle Duggar to the Steelers. The Steelers apparently loved the Patriots safety play last year.
They're like, oh, we want guys that can't cover.
They were all
send them our way.
New England gets a 2026 sixth round pick and a 2026 seventh rounder for Kyle Duggar, who lost his starting role. Ian Rappaport has added that the Patriots are paying most of the $5.4 million that's left on Duggar's original deal.
Oh, good.
He is now going to be a free agent after the season following 2 years. Have been wiped out on the deal. Pats also sent Keon White to the 49ers for a sixth rounder in exchange for a 2026 seventh rounder. So another pick swap there. Your thoughts, Keith, on those guys out? Your thoughts on why the Patriots are subtracting, of all things, and whether or not we're actually going to see them add?
Well, first of all, I hope they add, and I think that they will add. We can get to that part after. I would just say it was sort of delayed, right? Like, we had talked about Kyle Duggar throughout camp about how he had gotten pushed all the way down the depth chart, and then the next thing you know, he's playing in the final preseason game, and we're like, oh, he's going to get cut, or maybe traded, but probably cut, talking about Duggar, and then it was Peppers. And so my takeaway then was both guys were told their role is going to be reduced. Peppers had a problem with it. Duggar's like, okay, like, you're still paying me. I'll play. I'll go out there and play. And so they kept him around, but he was never part of the long-term plans at all. And you saw by his playing time this year, he wasn't really much of a factor. It's pretty amazing when you look in here. It's Mike Vrabel's first year, and you look at the offense and the defense, and you say, leftover players, players that played for Mayo and or Belichick. On offense, it's May, Ramondre, Hunter Henry, and Unwenu. It's pretty much it.
That's basically it, yeah.
Defense, it's Barmore, Gonzo, and Marcus Jones. Is that it?
That's
again, oh, maybe Ellis. Sounds... Oh, Ellis, our guy.
Oh,
Chris
yeah, yeah, good one. Yes, how can we forget?
Yeah, right. But, like, that's pretty wild for, like, to have that much roster turnover on a football team. So a couple of the other guys that were still hanging around were Duggar and Keon White, but they weren't really playing very well. And Duggar, we saw that a mile away. Keon White, it was a little bit slower, I felt like, where maybe there was a chance he was going to be a big part of that defensive line. And then Chasen was, he popped from day one at camp. Mm-hmm. And I kept waiting for that to kind of fizzle out. And it hasn't. And that's just sort of carried over into the season. Landry's been good. And Keon White, who has a lot of potential, I think people were excited about the draft pick, and he flashed at times. But you remember, he was also the guy that we think Devon Godshaw was calling out last year about maybe being a little selfish, maybe kind of freelancing a little bit. So I think he might have been onto something. And so those guys didn't really factor in. Now, so I have no problem with them getting traded. I have no problem getting whatever you can for them. They didn't have a lot of value. But I hope that's just the beginning of moves coming in. It makes no sense for a team that's not super deep to just basically cut guys at this point. You know, not bringing in anybody that's going to help the team right now. So I'm hoping they're just getting their kind of their ducks in a row. They can now say, all right, this is what we have for the draft for next year. This is what we have for the draft the year after that. And we can be aggressive and make some trades.
Yeah, look, I hope that's the case. And honestly, we'll get deeper into the Marcus Jones extension. We had that news yesterday. We didn't know the figures on the contract. And I think that's interesting. It's I guess, more expensive than I would have thought. He's a player I want to keep around. And so I don't have a problem with it. I'm surprised where some of the numbers came in. So we'll update you on that coming up. But that is a sign, Keith, that, you know, there's a lot of balls in the air. And while cash is going out over here, it's coming in over there. And I think they're trying to, you know, reshape their future as well as just this season. But I'd say in a vacuum, at 6-2 and the number two seed in the AFC, they shouldn't be subtracting. And so I have trouble squaring this away. I would have traded Duggar in a heartbeat, and I think you read it right.
Yeah.
When this instantly happened, you're like, they went to Peppers, they went to Duggar. One guy was okay with a reduced role, the other wasn't. So one guy left, the other guy got to stay here.
Yeah.
Keon White, square peg, round hole, 285, 6'5", whatever he is, not a fit with guys like Landry and Chasen, who are, you know, I think the way Reese put it today, they're more guys who can, play out on the edge, play in space, Gumby around defenders. And I just don't think Keon White was a system fit.
No, really not.
And reading from Mike Reese, I think he bought in a little less on what was going on in his reduced role than maybe even Duggar did, who I don't think was thrilled at it. But I think Duggar was probably the most on board.
Well, it's funny because remember Keon White's comments from earlier in the year?
Now I have a coach?
Yeah, now I have a coach. Yeah. It's like, well, you do, but he also doesn't want you to play.
No. So, look, I just don't like that they're subtracting. But if at the end of the day they make a big swing on an edge rusher, a wide receiver, they bring in a running back, then whatever. They got a few picks over here. They address needs over there. I know you want a safety as well. This does nothing to help their safety depth.
You lose a safety, but maybe that means you're more likely to bring in a safety,
so
right?
Sitting,
depth chart-wise.
Sitting here today, I don't really care about your draft picks. And not that I thought either of these guys were great, but they were depth, and I don't really get why you're subtracting at 6-2. Give me the full picture at the trade deadline, though, and I'll sing a different tune. You talked about the guys that are here with Vrabel. I mean, just look at their last four drafts and who's left. And actually, last five drafts if you want to go to the Duggar draft as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two guys left now that Duggar's gone. It's Jennings, who, by the way, that's another guy who might get dealt.
When he flashed to the game on Sunday, I'm like, oh, yeah, Jennings. It's like, okay.
Well, and they just signed a kid from who used to play for Vrabel in Tennessee. I think they have like some other roster moves that are in the works. So we'll see if Jennings isn't another guy subtracted. But I think right now it's Jennings and Onwenu from 2020. I think that's it.
Yeah.
You
know? Onwenu, I mean, at least you got a good one there in Onwenu. I mean, 6th-round pick, you took a ton of guys over him that all were gone pretty quickly.
So your 2020 draft is gone.
Yep.
But
it's Big Mike.
It's 5 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
So let's go to 2021.
All right, it's going
to
be better.
I think there's two guys left.
Yeah.
Barmore, good. Stevenson, Schmidt.
He has his moments.
And I think that's it.
Yep.
Go to 2022. I think it's just Marcus Jones.
It is for sure just Marcus Jones.
Good player.
Yeah, he's nice.
Extended him.
Yeah.
2023, they actually have some players left over from that. Gonzalez, Mapu, then Booty, Behringer, and Douglas were all 6th-round picks. They're all here.
I'll tell you, Booty's looking better and better, right?
He is.
Booty makes the draft class look a lot better than it did, you know, even midway through last season.
100%.
For sure, yeah.
And, you know, DeMario Douglas, what is he? Mapu, what is he? But those are guys who are still here. And then the crazy thing, last year's draft, there are technically three players from the draft still on the roster.
There's one.
Dial is on IR.
Yeah.
Does Caden Wallace even play?
No.
And then Drake May.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want the five drafts preceding Vrabel, there's hardly anything to show for it.
No.
So you're right. He is remaking the roster in his image, which makes sense. It was a trash roster.
Yeah. But even some of the, you know, the guys that they brought in, like Peppers and Kendrick Bourne, he was like, no, not keeping them. You know, keep a couple. I'll keep Hunter Henry from the 2021 free agent class. But some of the other guys we'll move on from. And that happened pretty quick. And then maybe that's also a sign that, you know, these rebuilds, they can happen quicker. Because I think they were kind of preaching patience early on, right? And during camp, remember right before the season started, there was like a little bit more of a wave of, hey, guys, this is just year one for Vrabel. So everybody's saying 10, 11 wins, like, cool your jets. Like, it's going to take a little while. Like, I don't know. If you hit on some of your personnel, now it helps to have the incumbent quarterback. You don't have to add a quarterback. But if you hit on some of these moves, you get rid of the people you don't think are going to help you. You hit on some free agents. You hit on a couple rookies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coach him up. Well, you can turn it around pretty quick.
So the idea of what they could add at the trade deadline, because these are subtractions and they might subtract more.
Yeah.
Again, I'd keep an eye on Anfernee Jennings. Reese wrote over the weekend that potentially an edge rusher or a running back. And edge rusher makes a little more sense now. They might need some depth now that Keon White is out. We'll see with Anfernee Jennings.
Yeah.
I know you want a safety, Keith. I'd have wide receiver on there as well. And a name highlighted by Benjamin Solak at ESPN is interesting to me.
Okay.
They played him already this year. Good week last week. You could see why maybe he'd be available. Is Rashid Shaheed in New Orleans. But that would be like an extreme depth, I guess, upgrade over Kyle Williams. That'd just be another body in the room.
Yeah, and not that this group is so good that, like, you don't want to upset the chemistry. Like, I don't think we want to go that far. But I'm only bringing in a receiver if it's, like, a clear cut.
A stud.
Yeah, that's it. Because I think you have enough.
You're Craig Breslow at the trade deadline where you'd rather swing and do nothing if you can't get an impact
guy. Like, if you want to say depth at edge rush, depth at safety, depth at linebacker, depth at even running back. Yeah, I mean, I think you could take a bigger swing at running back because those guys might be available and not cost a ton. But I think for receiver, what am I bringing in, you know, Shahi for if I have Diggs playing like he is, Mac Hollins, Kayshon Booty, even Douglas, or like let's see Kyle Williams run a couple more routes than like somebody else.
The answer would be he's probably cheap, and Kyle Williams is giving you nothing,
right.
And so he's now your deep threat where actually you hit a few of those deep plays.
I mean, Booty's your deep threat.
Well, no, but I'm saying they have Williams in the game
like
running some of those. And no, Booty has been a great deep threat.
Yeah.
That's working. The Kyle Williams thing isn't working, so not that you're cutting him or giving up on him, but you might say, all right, this isn't the year. So let's get a deep threat. But what are you talking? 14, 15 plays a game? That's a real depth receiver. And I'm with you. I don't think that's the type of swing they necessarily need to make.
Did you see another one of these deep ball stats that was making the rounds yesterday? It's one of those like charts, you know, so it's like hard to read it, but so I forget, it was one of these stat guys put it out there. You know, like the charts that say, like, basically expected play, yes, blah, 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 blah. And so they're saying Drake May's deep ball right now might be the best currently in NFL history.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
I know Cam Newton doesn't think that.
Fixed your mouth. You let the words go through your brain and come out of your mouth that he's the best deep ball thrower in NFL history. You're a liar.
It's a silly goose stat because he's like, we were comparing him, and I think Damian Woody, even when we brought that up, was comparing him to other guys this season. Mm-hmm. This graph, this guy, Brady Penn, who, I don't know, he works for some site, but anyway, he puts this out there, and it's the EPA per play, deep throws, blah, 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 and it's this whole chart. And even on this chart, you'll see Tom Brady 07.
I did see this.
Tom Brady in 07 is like down here, like he's on there. Russell Wilson in 2015. Some of the Russell Wilson seasons, Lamar Jackson seasons, Drew Brees seasons, Aaron Rodgers, obviously a good deep ball thrower. Drake May is not even near anybody else on this chart.
No,
you are a liar.
He is the top right hand corner, separate from it. He basically broke the scale.
He goes, Drake May is having the greatest downfield passing season of all time and by a wide margin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreal. But anyway, and that's with this current group of receivers too.
So if you could get him a deep threat, maybe our guy Ray in Cumberland brings up Brian Thomas. We talked about him yesterday.
Oh, I would trade for him.
First round pick for Brian Thomas.
I would. Although people are pointing out, does he have the same injury as Bucky Irving?
I don't know. I know
he might be banged up.
He was really banged up in that last game. They're coming off a bye week. I guess my answer is I don't know, but he definitely was banged up in that game. Who'd they play? I forget who they played. It was a London game, right?
Yeah.
Rams, maybe. He hasn't looked right this year.
Yeah, so I guess there's a little, but maybe that's how you can get him.
But he's a first-round pick a year ago, and he was a monster as a rookie with Mac throwing him the football.
And we 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns.
We all have seen Mac's deep ball. That's the kind of guy that I would pay up for if he's truly available, which I'm a little skeptical about. We've mentioned A.J. Brown in the past as well. 617-779-7937. Pat's active leading up to the trade deadline. Two subtractions for pick swaps, Duggar and Keon White out. They did extend Marcus Jones. What should they do between now and the trade deadline? A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of Drake May.
Yeah.
You hear Shime this morning?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
This was Shime's
lead. I was very proud of Shime.
The jumping off
point. Plowed and breezed.
I was plowed and breezed. The jumping off point was Drake May showed up to a Patriots charitable event yesterday dressed up as, I guess it wasn't Charizard. It was another Pokemon.
It was a different Pokemon?
Dragon something. I heard Shime say it today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recall.
They were talking about that.
And so Shime, and he said this verbatim today. He said, yesterday Drake May was just my quarterback. Today he's my king.
Who's that?
He is now elevated.
Sorry, that's Dragonite. Yeah, Dragonite.
Got it. Dragonite. Thank you. Yeah. He has now elevated Drake May from just a quarterback to his king.
His king.
Based on his Halloween costume.
Yeah, so he penned him a love letter.
But this was Drake May's homage to Drake May from Shime. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody got the reference on the morning show.
I'm going to tell you no one did based on how they were reacting.
Let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
Dear Drake, I feel like I can call you Drake because you and I are really alike. I'd like to meet you one day. It'd be great to maybe even have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you'd be pretty impressed with my spiral. I love your hair. You run real fast. And now you like Pokemon. I do too. They call me the Professor, like Professor Oak. These are all things that I think we could talk about, and there's more. I know you have not been getting my letters up until this point, because I know that if you were, you'd write back.
Of course.
I hope you write back this time and we become real good friends. I'm sure our relationship would be a real touchdown. Hopefully, your friend Shine.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh my God.
I feel like we can get that to Drake.
No, Curtis
good,
said.
Yeah, it was helpful by Wiggy. Yeah.
Curtis said, and that's a reference to Mac and Chase Utley.
It worked for him. Mac got a chance to meet his hero, Chase Utley.
He finally did.
He did. Frank, left out the line.
Frank had to set up a gala, I think, or had to,
he had
to rig it, exactly. But he did ultimately get to meet
the best was the way they were going about it, and D wanted to meet Ryan Howard, that whole thing. And Max like, I think it should be Chase Utley. I think it really should be Chase Utley. She's like, I don't know. I really like Ryan Howard. He's like, it's got to be Chase Utley. He left
Wait,
out.
Actually, I take that back. Who met Chase Utley? Did Matt get cut out of that?
No, he was in the woods.
Yeah, no, but eventually he got him.
He eventually met him.
Yeah, they referenced him several times.
I have my episodes messed up.
Yeah, he eventually met him.
But Curtis is like, 1,000%, Afternoons has to, they have to play that.
100%.
Frank. May or may not, you'll have a catch with Shine.
Hunter, easy. It's right there for you. Yeah, they absolutely have to do that.
Has to happen.
They will. They will. I have confidence that they will.
That was unbelievable, though.
He left out the line, did you have a bad relationship with your father? I did.
Yeah, no, that well. I think
I gave
Drake
it to his agent, his mom.
Yeah, I had most of it in there. Yeah,
I think Drake has a good relationship with his dad. So maybe cut,
I think
you
so.
Cut
yeah,
that one
cut
out,
that part out.
You know, but no, that was
was well done, well penned, and he was wearing the jersey while he did it.
Great,
excellent delivery.
Took the glasses off.
Glasses off.
Yeah, borderline perfect execution.
Glasses off to read?
That seems backwards.
I can't make heads or tails of this guy.
Maybe he's farsighted.
Well, you need glasses to read, so you can't.
I need glasses all the time. Yeah, I choose not to wear
your
them.
Your eyes progressively get worse because they're working so hard because you need glasses over there.
Squinting all the time, strained eyesight, headaches.
Yeah, is he nearsighted? Is he farsighted? What is that?
I don't know.
Does he need bifocals?
Or does he wear them just for the style?
I'm not a glasses guy. I have quite good vision.
Do you think they actually hurt his vision? And he takes them off. He just wears them because they look cool.
Sick brag, bro.
He's like, I just wear them. I wear them for appearances. They're empty frames. I've never even noticed.
I mean, if we could set up Drake May and Shime having a catch, both in their Pokemon outfits.
I don't see why that can't happen.
Dress as furries.
Shime's like, what else are you going to do? He's like, what? Nothing. Nothing. Just have a catch. We'll stop there.
Right. Well, anyway, great.
What are you going to be for Halloween? How furry is it? Like, I don't know. Not that furry?
Well, great work by Shime.
Excellent.
And, an A-plus reference there. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on what Drake May needs in this offense at the trade deadline, or if that even is the biggest need for the Patriots, given some of the moves they made yesterday. Duggar out, Keon White out. Patriots did extend Marcus Jones. The numbers are in, and I find them to be interesting. I'm also curious who's next for an extension on this Patriots team. We can get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. After signing cornerback Marcus Jones to a 3-year, $36 million contract extension, the New England Patriots were not done making moves. According to multiple reports, the Patriots are trading safety Kyle Duggar and a 7th-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 6th-round pick. The Pats are also trading defensive end Keon White and a 7th-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers for a 6th-round pick. Patriots return to the practice field today at 2 o'clock. Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 12:55. You can hear the Patriots head coach right here on 93.7. This Sunday, the Pats host the Atlanta Falcons. Boston Bruins are back in the win column after last night's 5-2 win over the New York Islanders at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jonas Kuopistolo made 33 saves on 35 shots. Elias Lindholm, David Pastrnak, Michael Eisenman, Morgan Geekie, and Fraser Minton each scored for the Bees in the victory. The Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night when the Bees host the Buffalo Sabres. Tonight, the Boston Celtics host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Jaylen Brown is listed as probable with hamstring tightness. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. And the World Series is now tied at 2 games apiece after the Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Dodgers 6-2 last night in Los Angeles. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. went 2-for-4 with the home run, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored in the victory. Game 5 from Los Angeles is tonight. Blake Snell will take the mound for the Dodgers against the Blue Jays' Trey Yesavage. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. ESPN's coverage begins at 7 o'clock. First pitch from Dodger Stadium is at 8 o'clock. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.